You know, we were talking about advertising. There's a new ad that's going to be coming out for Darren Bailey. There's a poll out. I'm reading from thehill.com. It says most registered voters no longer have traditional television subscriptions, prompting a need for campaigns to increasingly shift advertising to streaming. The poll found only 49% of registered voters nationwide have traditional TV subscriptions. Wow. Only 49% of registered voters nationwide have traditional TV subscriptions. And the figure falls to 39% in 10 key battleground states, including Wisconsin, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, et cetera, et cetera. Darren Bailey does have a new ad. I presume this will stream as well as run on TV. Rick Pearson wrote about it in the Tribune today, and he joins us on WGN. Hi, Rick. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure, John. Anytime.
I'm also impressed and appreciate the fact that you and Jeremy Gorner also just talked about how much money is being thrown into the campaign, both for J.B. Pritzker and Darren Bailey. How much money has J.B. put in of his own money into the campaign?
Since he won 4 years ago, he's put in $152 million.
And most of that is his own money?
That's all his money. He is self-funding his campaign.
Really? I mean, everybody says that, but then they still take campaign contributions. They still solicit. He's mostly not doing that, huh?
No. And that was the case 4 years ago as well, after he had won the nomination. His view is that the traditional Democratic fundraising supporters should devote their resources to other races on the ballot.
And then on the other side, and Darren Bailey points out the fact that JB has that kind of wealth and always has. One ad right now for him describes the governor as born on third base, thinking he hit a triple. We've heard that before. But whenever I read about Darren Bailey, I also read that he's a wealthy farmer himself, nowhere near that kind of wealth. But I did chuckle when I saw in your story today that Darren Bailey's mom gave his campaign $700,000. My mom has never given me $700,000.
I've gotten $700,000 of good wishes.
I haven't even gotten that. My mom's about $250,000 for me. We're just a little tighter at my house.
Maybe you need to earn it more. That's okay.
But so, is it apples and oranges here? I mean, so Bailey's family has money, but clearly JB can outspend them, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a billionaire. You know, Pritzker is worth roughly $3.2 to $3.6 billion. And the Bailey wealth is in the millions, but not of the, I would say not even of the caliber that Bruce Rauner had 4 years ago. So there is wealth in the family, but the one thing is that we probably wouldn't be seeing this Bailey ad, which has started on TV today. We probably wouldn't be seeing it without his mother's money being pumped into the campaign.
$534,000 for the buy for this 30-second ad. You and your colleague wrote, Bailey's commercial shows several video snippets of crimes, such as theft and arson being committed. It begins with the sound of a blaring alarm and a disclaimer that the scenes are graphic and not suitable for children. That's a clever bit of writing there. It then ticks
right
off what appears to be multiple multi-year crime statistics from the Chicago Police Department for murder, shooting, sexual assault, robberies, batteries. It all crawls across the bottom of the screen. You hear Darren Bailey say under J.B. Pritzker and Mayor Lori Lightfoot, crime is out of control. What do you all say about that?
Well, I mean, there are a couple of issues in the ad. And yes, those are multi-year criminal stats. And, I mean, certainly there has been an uptick in crime in the last 4 years, partly due to COVID, partly due to protests involving police-involved shootings. The actual number of homicides and shootings is down from 2 years ago at this point. But that's still, I mean, we all know crime is a chief concern of people.
Yeah.
And it's crime is a concern, and fear is a motivator. And one of the things that Bailey goes on in the ad is to talk about the much discussed cashless bail reform that's contained in the Safety Act. But he's saying about people are being released now, and that doesn't go into effect until January 1.
Let me just read from your article again. Through Sunday, Chicago has seen double-digit percentage reductions in shootings and homicides, 20% and 18% down, respectively, over the last year. But since 2019, when Pritzker and Lightfoot's terms began, homicides and shootings in the city were each up by at least 30%, according to statistics. In that period, Chicago and other large cities saw increases of gun violence due to COVID and the George Floyd protests in Minnesota. Also in the commercial, Bailey states that as governor, he would end Pritzker's no cash bail policy that's putting violent criminals back on the street, implying the measure in the Safety Act that passed last year was already in effect, when in fact it doesn't become law until the first of next year. I guess he would quibble about the language in that with us. He said that's putting violent criminals back on the streets. In other words, the legislation has been passed, so it's in the present tense, even though it's not in effect until the first of the year. He would probably have a semantic debate with you over that, but it's clear that whatever they're saying is happening is not happening as a result of the Safety Act.
That's correct. That's correct. And, I mean, there have been policies locally in Cook County to try to reduce the dependence of bail on nonviolent offenders. But, you know, as again, as we've talked before about the Safety Act, the rhetoric is very heated on this, often mistaken, and trying to create this atmosphere that these criminal incidents are happening because this law is in effect now when it's not. And you know, as we point out in the story too, you know, Chicago has had its violent incidents, but this is something that's going on nationwide. And truly, the Republican, if there's a nationalized talking point among Republicans, and it's not the economy, it's going to be about crime.
Wallet Hub just issued a survey of America's safest cities. They ranked 42 key indicators in 180 cities, and Chicago is in 42nd place. That is, there are 41 cities less safe than us, including places like Akron and Indianapolis, etc. The safest city is Columbia. The least safe city is St. Louis. But we're kind of in the middle third of the pack of unsafe cities. I don't know what consolation we take or how you contextualize that, but I think the contextualization is in the favor right now of Darren Bailey. He's make J.B. Bailey in his solicitation for funds says J.B.'s got all of this money, but I only see ads for Darren Bailey on TV. Is J.B. Pritzker spending all that money on TV advertising?
Well, he is spending money on TV advertising, but the ads that you've been seeing up until today have been run by a political action committee that's aligned in support of Bailey. And the money that's funding that political action committee comes from one person, Richard Uihlein, the founder of Uihlein Office Supply and Packaging.
I understand.
A billionaire.
I understand that, but I still don't see whoever's buying the commercials. It just seems to me like I see more ads for Bailey than I do for JB. Maybe because the Bailey ads are more glaring. You know, I mean, they do grab your attention more.
Yeah, right. The pro Bailey ads, and again, it's that the issue of you know, crime and fear are political drivers. And one of the things that Pritzker and Democrats in support of this law have said is, or people have asked, where's the defense for this? What, you know, why are you're blaming the other side for saying, you know, untruths?
Right.
But where is the defense for this? And it's been a pretty poor sales job.
Out of time. It's in today's Tribune, and I'll call you again, Rick. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for your insight.
Thanks, John.